I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We have a candle here in front of the podium, and it stands as a light for all to see. As this verse said, Jesus is the light of the world. This light is not to be hidden under a basket. It's not to be placed in a closet, but it is to be placed for all the world to see. And so this candle, it reminds us of Jesus. And as the verse says, that he is the light, that he is the hope for this sinful world. So I'm going to have David at this time come, and I'm going to have him light this candle. And then we're going to read a good portion of the Christmas story tonight and pause as we work our way through it. And we're going to sing some songs tonight. In Luke chapter number 2, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph, he also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child."
Let's sing the song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Verse number 6, it says, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn."
Join me, let's sing, "What child is this? Why?
verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King.
Verse 16, and they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Join me as we sing Away in a Manger.
Book of Isaiah, chapter number 9, verse number 2, the Bible says, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath a light shined. There's darkness in this world. Part of the reason we have all the lights off is I want you to experience that. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Yet in the midst of this darkness, there shines a light. It is the light of Christ Jesus. It is not the darkness that gets rid of dark. It is light that dispels darkness. Jesus Christ has come to overcome the darkness in the lives of sinful men. For those who do not know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, there is a darkness that is deep within them that nothing this world has to offer can take away. But Jesus Christ can. He is a light that can light every man. But that's not all. When we accept Him, the Bible makes it clear we too become light. And He commands us that we are to share the light. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, "Ye are the light of the world. City that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And He giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." If you're here this evening and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, it'd be our greatest desire that you would accept Jesus Christ as the light of the world. If you're here tonight and you do know Christ as your personal Savior, it would be our great desire that you would share that light with this dark world. So I want to, at this time, I want to invite our ushers to come forward and we'll show exactly what that is like. It's amazing as we take the light of Christ and we light one candle at a time, how bright this auditorium becomes. And that's exactly what should happen in this lost world as believers take the light of Christ and we share it with one another. Would you stand with me? We're going to sing one more Christmas carol tonight that I want you all to join in as we sing. I'm glad that Christ the Savior was born, brought that light into this world so that I myself could receive that light and be saved. And again, if you're here tonight and you do not know Christ as your personal Savior, we would love before you leave tonight to share with you exactly how you can have that light in your life. And as we go about this Christmas season, many of you are going to be with lost loved ones and around lost neighbors and others. I want to encourage you, take this light and share it with those in our community. They desperately need it. I'm going to have Brother Mike Gilbert come at this time. He's going to dismiss us in a word of prayer. Again, as we said this morning, we're so very thankful. And as on behalf of the staff, we're very thankful for the opportunity to serve here at Bethany Baptist Church. And we want to wish you the merriest of Christmas. Trust you'll have a wonderful Christmas Eve night with your family and a great day tomorrow as well. God bless you, Brother Mike.
Father, we're just grateful we can be here tonight and celebrate this time. We are so thankful, Lord, that you came and that you humbled yourself to be born in a manger. And Lord, that ultimately you died on that tree for us. And Lord, we just we honor you tonight and we praise you and thank you. And we pray that you have received honor and glory from this service. Lord, we do pray as you are the light of the world, just as our pastor said, Lord, that you commissioned us to be salt and light to this world. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to go out even the rest of this year and next year, Lord, and be the light for you, the light, Lord, of this world. We pray, Lord, for anyone here that still has not accepted you, Lord, that you would burden them, that they would know and that they would come to the realization, Lord, of you as their Savior. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for our church in the coming days, every family we have, every person we have, that you would bless during this time, Lord, but we give you honor and glory during this season. In Jesus' name, amen.